He turned to the younger man and placed a hand on his shoulders.
High Lord Warkon, you have done exceptionally well here. I will remember your fidelity and efforts.
Warkon bowed deeply, his worries clearly assuaged.
I am honored. All is done for the glory of the Lost Tribe, for the Sith, and for you.
And Vol thought he actually believed that. He had chosen well in promoting this human, despite the setbacks.
Tell me everything about Rokkari Khem, he said as they walked.
So Warkon did. He spoke of her history, her struggle to win freedom for the Jassar, her persona of a loving, gentle woman who desired no power for herself.
And yet, she is nothing like that, he finished. She is ambitious and arrogant and greedy.
Have you determined if she knows who we are?
No, Warkon said. But I have watched as she sways more and more of our allies by the day. My lord, I say to you truly, she is all that stands in our way. Once she is eliminated, we can openly claim this world, if you so deem. Let the galaxy know that the Sith, the true Sith, have awoken from their slumber and are poised to rule this galaxy, as is our rightful destiny.
Perhaps, mused Vol. Although there is strength in secrecy as well, you have not tipped your hand?
No, my lord, Warkon assured him. No one except perhaps Rokkari Khem suspects a thing, not even our imprisoned Jedi.
Vol eyed him, frowning slightly. This was the trouble with the young, he had found. Their arrogance and enthusiasm sometimes were their undoing. Vol had lived long enough to appreciate patience.
It is no ordinary Jedi you hold, he reminded Warkon. It is Princess Leia Organa Solo, who once helped topple an empire.
Warkon smirked.
She is sulking in a prison cell, my lord. There are no other Jedi here to rescue her. Even her husband has forsaken her. He has taken their adopted daughter off-world.
I would not be so sure of that. But that is among the lesser of our worries,
Vol added, lifting a hand as Warkon started to protest.
It is well you have done nothing to jeopardize our secrecy. We should use the ignorance of Coruscant to our benefit as long as we can. I will deal with this Rokkari Khem. You are absolutely sure she is not a Force user?
Warkon bridled slightly.
As I told you before, no one has been able to sense a thing. Apparently all her power comes from her ability to make people adore her while she selfishly grabs power for herself.
That is a good skill in and of itself, said Vol. Don't dismiss it. Nonetheless, politically powerful as she may be, she cannot stand up to me.
It was not arrogance. It was simple truth.
There is a second wave of Sith awaiting my instructions. They are poised either for attack or for continued infiltration, depending on what I deem is wisest once Khem is eliminated. Which, he added, I shall do tonight. The tribe has waited 5,000 years for this moment. I am anxious to experience it.
As my lord wishes, said Warkon, and bowed.
He did not bother to cloak his excitement and pride, and Vol would not chastise him for it. Let him and the other Sith, the humans operating in public, and the Kashyyri operating behind the scenes in secret, who had earned this, enjoy themselves before the hard work of ruling the galaxy began.